I'm Dan Rogers. I became a Christian in the year 2000.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
Well, I did not grow up in a Christian home. I was a child of the 60s. I was in the hippie movement. We were in motorcycle club for 12 years, so we were pretty far out there, wild. Got married, had a couple kids, and I was a couple years retired from General Motors. My wife was still working. She was an Avon manager, and it was a highly stressful job. And one day she had like a mini stroke, and she really didn't recover from that, and she started having vertigo. I, in my attitude, thought she was faking a lot of it. So we split up, and she moved out of the house. And we went along for a couple months like that. We had a brand new grandson, and so we were still seeing each other. And we tried to go to counseling because I had benefits for that. And the counseling wasn't doing any good. So one day, it was November 26, 2000, I was alone in the house on a Sunday morning, and I just got the idea that we've tried everything but church. And the guy we bought the house from, I knew where he went to church at a school. So I said, well, I'll go there. I'll know somebody there. So I go there, but it's deer season and he's not there, so I know no one. But I sat through the worship music, and I've always been a music lover, and the music was awesome. Pastor gets up and makes a few announcements and blah, blah, blah. And he says, the message we're having today is how to have a spirit-filled marriage. And my jaw dropped. And I was glued. I was glued to that message. After the message, I knew they made recordings. So a man walked up to me and he says, why are you here? You haven't been here before. And I said, well, my marriage is in trouble, and I got to get that recording. And he says, well, I'll take you where they make them. And I went and got it. I took it down to her apartment where she was living, and I said, we got to listen to this together. Something happened to me today. We got to listen to this together. We listened to it together and decided, well, we're going to start attending church together. The next Sunday, we were in church together. Decided, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get back together and do this. And she had a year lease on her apartment, and she had to get out of that, but it just so happened that somebody was there and available to take over her lease. She moved back home. We joined that church, and we started serving, and 26 years later, here we are still serving the Lord, and that's our testimony. We were taught how to pray for people and taught that we should be reading our Bible. Yeah, we were baptized the next summer in a local pond at the pastor's house. We just dove in and started serving, and the church that we started going to was building a building. So we got involved in the building of the building, and we started working in the nursery. We started doing that, man. We just fell in and loved it. Before that, I was kind of antisocial. I never really was that outgoing or anything. But God, it's completely changed me. I look forward to fellowshipping with people, you know, God's people. Man, like the Word says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. So I'm a completely different person than I was before. It's been an amazing 26 years. Deep friendships that I've never had before. And a closeness to Him that's beyond our understanding. For He promises to give me a hope and a future. Who wouldn't praise Him for that? If you really dive deep into who He is and what He does, how would you not praise a God like that? When we lay hands on people and they get well. When you can pray for someone with cancer and it goes away. Come to me, all that you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Can't do anything but praise this wonderful God.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.